Our Best Bank is proud to have been voted Best Bank by the readers of the Baxter Bulletin for the fourth year in a row. We're passionate about helping Baxter and Marion County residents find financial solutions for life. Stop by a branch or visit arvest.com/switch to experience the customer service and respect that you and your family deserve.
Equal housing lender.
Certainly appreciate all of our fine sponsors who are making this afternoon's broadcast possible. Mountain Home Bomber Basketball, if you're in their place of business, make sure you thank them for supporting local school activities. Certainly appreciate everyone that's jumped on board this year, supported the Bombers. The ladies are on the road as well. They're in Fairgrove, Missouri, today and tomorrow. They play Cleaver, Missouri, 5:30. You'll be listening to Shane Freeby, the broadcast of the game. Coming up immediately after the Mountain Home men's game, Van Buren. Best of luck to the ladies who are in Fairgrove, Missouri. Tough choice, tough seat right here for the Bombers. The Actors coming in with a very quick team and a senior-laden team. Ten seniors on the Subiaco Trojan team this year. The Bombers with a awful tough draw early on. Citizens Bank Classic. Just about set to get back underway here in the second half. Hopefully the officials will let the teams decide the game. We never like to see these guys get in the middle of it, slow things down. Eleven first-half fouls whistled on the Bombers. Coach Bulger is going to have to slow that down. And have some players in some foul trouble early on. We would like to thank our host school, Van Buren, for putting on a phenomenal tournament again. How many years is this tournament now? 12? 13? For a long time. 12 years? Yep, that's what I thought. Citizens Bank, and always a supporter of local athletics. My buddy Joe Ryan over there at Citizens Bank, anytime I need money, I just call him and say, hey, Joe, I need some money. Let's get back to action. Trojans have the basketball to start the third quarter. They lead 26-18. Mitchell starting five in there for the Bombers. Ben Brashears, Cresselius, Jones, and Cruz. Janka, he'll try to start off where he left off in the second quarter, whistle and a foul. This one's going to be on Talon. Talon Benton, that'll be the third on Talon. Three on Talon. He's whistled early on. We're not even played 20 seconds here in the third. Picks up his third foul. Janka with the basketball, right wing. He gets away with a travel. It's Taylor. He'll drive. Almost stolen away by Ben Myers. Left side, he'll drive. Kick it out to Forrest. Forrest gives it up to Taylor. Taylor elevate for three. Soft three. It's good. James Taylor has 6 points. He had three in the first half. It's 26-18. Subi. Gilbert getting set to check in. Next opportunity for the Bombers. Callum drives left side. Hills up the Brashears. They find Cresselius on the right wing. Cresselius looked at the three. Goes to Brashears. Bounce pass into Jones. He'll be hacked and fouled. I don't think it's going to go on Mariah, but let's wait and see. That is the call. Mariah with the foul. Jones will be on the line. Matt Jones, a 6'4", 230-pound sophomore. Six first-half points. He'll be on the line shooting a pair. First and on its way. Good. Matt Jones will have the second on the two-shot foul coming. Gilbert checks in. Benton sits down after being whistled for his third foul. Second free throw from Jones is short. Rebound, Forrest of Subiaco. Taylor with the basketball. knocked away by Beshears as he got in the passing lanes. Off a Trojan, good defense by Hunter Beshears, the senior guard out of Mountain Home. 10-point Trojan lead. Mountain Home looking to cut into this lead, this trip down. Gilbert with the ball between the legs. Goes to Cruz. Stay inside to Jones. Shot off the glass. Good. Beautiful interior pass by Luke Cruz. And Jones took it to the glass strong, and it's 29-21, Subi. Taylor to Myers, left side. Myers finds Forrest to Jenga. Jenga wanted to drive. Shoots it across the lane to Myers, and he'll back it up and slow it down. 6:10 left to play, third quarter. Taylor, right wing, picked up by Gilbert. Wants to drive baseline, cut off. Now works off a screen by Mariah, deals it to Mariah. His shot won't go, and a bailout foul now. Whistle on Matt Jones. That'll be the first foul on Matt. And it'll put Mariah on the line, the 6'2 senior. First one is up, it's good. Mariah, that's his first points of the ball game. He'll have the second one coming on the two-shot foul. This one's a little short. Rebound taken down by Luke Cruz of Mountain Home. 30-21, 9-point Trojan lead. Gilbert into the front court, picked up by Taylor, drives right side. Gives it off to Beshears, reverses his dribble, whistle. A holding foul. Is this going to be on Taylor? Let's wait and see. Oh, they're going to call this on Mariah. That'll be three on the center from Subi. Taylor Cresselius with the ball out of bounds goes into Gilbert. They dump it inside to Jones. He'll go up, shot off the glass. Good. Matt Jones, strong move in the post. 11 points for Jones, and it's 30-23, back to a 7-point Trojan lead. Myers for Subi, right wing. Peters getting set to check in for the Bombers. Taylor, bounce pass it to Jenga. Jenga can't find an open lane. They work it back around the horn. Myers with it, 5:13 to play in the third. Jenga, left baseline, wants to drive. He'll drive, bounce pass inside, almost stole it. Jenga back up with it. Still in the lane, in some trouble. Finally gets it off to Taylor. They reset. Taylor, he'll fake, drive. Spin move. Can't get a shot. Works it to Forrest. Jenga, he'll drive. Good defense by the Bombers. Myers, long three, won't go. Gilbert with a rebound. Here come the Bombers. Gilbert up ahead quickly. Finds Beshears, who hits the trailer. Gilbert on the left wing. Gilbert off the screen. They double team to Cruz. Cruz down low. Jones shot off the glass. Matt Jones shot won't go. Whistle. It's knocked out of bounds by Baylor Cresselius. Last touch by the Bombers. They go back over to the Trojans. Colton Peters now checks in. He's going to come in. Replace Hunter Beshears in the lineup. So we've got Cruz, Jones, Gilbert, Beshears, and Peters in the lineup for Coach Fulcher. Trojans lead 30-23, 4:17, slow third quarter going on. We're halfway through it. King, he'll drive. Kick it back outside to Myers. To King on the right wing, back to Myers. A lot of motion on the Trojan offense. Taylor, off the screen, up and down low. King shot off the glass, won't go, but a whistle and a foul. I think this is going on Colton Peters. That is the call. That'll be three on Colton. And the third team foul, and it will put Charlie King on the line. Shoot a pair. First one's off the back of the rim. It's no good. Well, after the Trojans went 8 of 9 from the free throw line in the first half, they are 1 out of 4 in the second half. Bombers with the defensive rebound after King missed the second. Gilbert, he'll drive, dump it into Jones, off the glass, left side, good. The big man is working hard, and he's getting paid off. Get buckets, and it's a 5-point Trojan lead. Taylor, cut off, whistle. Yeah, call Colton Peters again. That is the call. Colton Peters just been whistled for his fourth foul, a reach-in foul. And Hunter Beshear is going to check back in for Colton. Myers with the basketball for the Trojans. Picked up by Beshears. Perkins to Taylor. He'll drive. Lay up. Good. James Taylor with 8 points. 7 point Trojan lead. Cresselius baseline. Works it out to Gilbert. Gilbert almost loses the handle. Back to Cresselius. He'll drive. 5 foot jumper. It won't go. Tipped up and around. Tipped up and around. Still loose. Who are they going to call? Subiaco on the foul. That one's going to be on Myers. Subi, that'll be two on Myers and the 13 foul on the Trojans. Bomber basketball underneath their own bucket. 3:03 left to play in the third. Inbound comes to Gilbert. Gilbert works it back out to Beshears. Top of the key. They find Cresselius. Gilbert down the right wing. Trying to go inside to Cruz. They got lucky on that. They got tipped right back to him. Subiaco was right there. Luke Cruz with the basketball. Finds Gilbert on the right wing. Picked up by Myers. Gilbert off the screen. A little pick and roll going. Go inside to Cruz. Double team and trap. The ball's knocked out of bounds. It'll stay with the Bombers. 2:32 left. In the third, it is a 7-point Subiaco lead, 32-25. Bombers still with the basketball, though, in the front court. Inbound to Gilbert. He'll elevate for three. Good. Wyatt Gilbert knocks down the three. 11 points for Gilbert. 4-point Subi lead. Myers with the ball. Bombers looking to stop this trip down. Got a little momentum built here in the third. Taylor, cut off by Gilbert. That should be a charge. Thank you very much. James Taylor with his third foul just laid the elbow out and smacked Baylor Cresselius to the floor. Cresselius did a great job. Beshears all over him, man. Good job by the Bombers on defense that trip. 2 minutes left to play in the third. 32-28, Subiaco with the lead. Bombers with the basketball. Across the timeline is Gilbert. Gilbert. Drives the right baseline all the way underneath. They work it back outside and down low to Cruz. Cruz, wide open layup, won't go. Loose basketball, it'll stay with the Bombers. Cruz had two Trojans coming behind him, and I think he heard footsteps. Cresselius works it into Jones. Matt drives off the glass. Good! Matt Jones with two more. And it's a 2-point Subiaco lead. The Bombers have fought back. It's 32-30. Trojans with the ball right wing. They work it back outside to King. Gives it off to Jenga. Jenga, who had 13 first-half points. A whistle and a drive by Myers is good. Count the bucket. And the senior guard out of Subi go to the line for the and one. That foul was whistled on Baylor Cresselius. That's three on Baylor. Free throw from Myers. Rattles home. It's good. Back to a 5-point Trojan lead, 35-30. Minute 18 left to play in the third. Jones, he'll drive the baseline. Cut off down there. Long three. It won't go. Rebound taken down by the Trojans. Wanting to run with it is Taylor. Taylor goes right side to Myers in transition, and that's something that Subiaco is strong in. Transition basketball. These guys have played together for 4 years. They can fill the lanes. Cresselius. He'll drive the left baseline. Knocked away by the Trojans. It'll stay with the Bombers in the front court. Under a minute to play in the third. Wholesale substitutions now for Subi. Give their guys a breather in this final minute. Cresselius checks out also for the Bombers. Callen checks back in. Callen gets a basketball on the baseline. They work it over to Jones, all the way across the lane, whistle, a double dribble on Matt Jones, give the ball back over to the Trojans with 46 seconds left to play. 15 points in the ball game for Matt Jones. He had 6 in the first half. Nine here in the third quarter. 37-30. Bombers looking for a stop here to the end of the third quarter. Trojans, James Center just holding on to it out of midcourt. Letting the clock run down. 30 seconds. Gilbert will pick up Taylor whenever he gets ready to go. They're finally set. 15. Taylor goes right side. Drives the baseline. Gilbert cuts him off. Taylor drives, whistle, and a blocking foul. I think this is going on Cruz. That is the call on Luke. That'll be 3. So we have Benton with 3, Cresselius with 3, Cruz with 3, Colton Peters with 4 fouls for the Bombers. Forrest inbound for the Trojans. 10 seconds left to play. They work it into Kramers. Kramers back outside to Taylor. Taylor will drive. Dump it all the way around to Forrest for 3. It won't go. Cruz with a rebound. 1 second. He'll let it fly from midcourt. Oh, it hits off the front of the rim. It's no good. At the end of the third quarter, our score, Subiaco 37, Mountain Hall 30. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for both foreign and domestic. From parts for automobiles to parts for mowers, they have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and 4 generations strong. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. Call 425-5040.